This call may be recorded for quality assurance and record keeping purposes.
On deck, it's Anthony.
Hi, Anthony. It's Soraya.
Hey, Soraya. How you doing? Sorry, we kept playing phone tag there.
No, my phone doesn't ring when people call me, so that's why, like, I could see you called and I can't answer it in time. It's like a weird thing.
Yeah, it always goes right to voicemail.
I know. It's so annoying. We're supposed to get new phone systems, and so eventually I'll have a good phone.
Yeah, no problem at all. Okay, Soraya, just to bring you up to speed where I am with this guy, with Expedited Call, I mean.
Yeah.
I reached out to him. I know, you know, his offer's expired. I reached out, just wanted to see, because I know he was potentially interested in that line of credit as well. So I reached out and said, hey, like, you know, we can process your application, see if that's something we're able to do this time around. And, you know, I think I briefly mentioned the term loan as well. And he wasn't, you know, it was too expensive. And with his financials, you know, I can see why he would think that, you know. I mean, he's got a strong business.
Yeah.
You know, so I got the statements. He sent them over. The industry is now, we're not able to set up a line of credit for that industry. So the credit model has just changed. It's just not something we can do now. So, you know, it's unfortunate that happened. But, you know, at the same time, I do think we can sell the term loan. However, you know, I didn't realize what you had said with that, how it's a co-referral there with this guy. Yeah, so, I mean, how does that work exactly?
It's just that, like, with this particular rep, he works at Orange County, we're in San Diego, and he is, like, you know, commission only, and he has all these, like, relationships and things like that, and I know there's certain ones that he's kind of, like, particular about, and that he kind of, like, whenever I get a renewal approval with him, he's, like, the one rep who's, like, renewals I don't typically call, I let him do it, and he's, like, you know, he always, I think he has to just, since it's something where he has to, like, you know, pay the guy, like, you know, a couple points or something. I know that this isn't, I just wanted to give you a heads up that this isn't one that we always will have to do the max points with his deals for the most part. And I know that he's like in constant contact with them and some other ones of his customers. So I just don't, this isn't one that I don't typically touch just because I know.
Gotcha.
So I just wanted to kind of give you a heads up that if it gets reapproved, I saw that it was kind of running yesterday and I was like, okay, well, and then I saw the decline, but I didn't see an approval. So if I see an approval come through, like, I have to let him know so that he can reach out to them, I guess, just as it.
It did come through. Did you see the approval come
through? No, we only saw the ineligible thing. We got one that said ineligible restricted industry and that was it. So I just.
Oh, okay. Well, he got the same approvals from last time.
Okay. I did not see that, but,
I talked to him today.
Okay.
The merchant. Before you had emailed me saying, you know, that I didn't realize it was a referral part, you know, I didn't realize that before. So I spoke to him kind of early this morning. I don't think he is going, there's no way he's going to take the full points that, you know, the 10 points, 128 over 9. I know for a fact that won't happen. You know, so I do think it could get done with a platinum, if we drop to a platinum buy rate with 5 points at maybe, you know, on any of those 6, 7 or 9 month terms. But exactly. That's what I was just going to say. If you wanted to just tell that to him,
okay,
to the rep, you know, we could do that.
Okay.
But if that's not, you know, if they still don't want to do anything, is it because he has to pay him, you know, how many points he has to pay the other partner? The other
I
referral?
Think 2, and then he only gets a certain amount, too. So it's like, I know that he's in touch with them and stuff, and I think the other guy is, too, and I think it's something where it's just, I don't know all the details. I just know that when it comes to me, I stay hands-off a little bit with his customers, so I know that he won't be happy if we do something where, you know, points are cut. He's asking before, he's like, can we add more points on deck? And I was like, no, 10's a max. I can talk to him and just let him know that they're expressing interest and maybe he can reach back out and see what he can do. I know I've given him numbers on them netting less, you know, like his, you know, with regards to like, you know, I think I talked to you about this one when I was asking you for options, like, then they net, instead of netting 50% of the refi, can they net? And you're like, yeah, of course. So I've given them a couple scenarios of them netting, like, less money. So I think he was looking at options of that with them, but putting in full 10 points. It's just one of these weird ones where, like, he drives. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, I don't, I.
Right. No, I get it. And I guess where I'm coming from is, like, you know, if I don't think, I think if this person, if this merchant renews, it's going to be the last time that they renew anyways. So I'm saying, you know, why don't we, you know, try to get something if, you know, rather than nothing. That's just where I'm coming from.
Well, I can let him know for sure. Yeah. I mean, I, like I said, I'm not speaking for him.
I mean,
I
understand. I understand. I'm just letting you know where I'm coming from. You know, you know, it's a $16 million business. Credit scores are, you know, in the 750s. It's 753 credit score. I mean, it's a strong business. Their cash flow is, I think, from what the merchant said today, is, you know, they're going to be increasing by about $50,000 a month. I mean, you know, I don't think that they're going to have a need for this type of product anymore down the road. That's what I'm saying. I think that if we can renew them one more time here, you know, it would probably be the last time anyways, so why let it go if we can, you know what I mean? That's where I'm coming from.
Gotcha. Well,
so
he's going to probably
run that by.
Yeah, and he'll probably, if I call him, he's going to ask me, like, well, what are the numbers, what are the points, what are the rates? So do we have anything approved that's
they're platinum approved, yes. So
okay, can you send me that pricing so that I can send it to him? Okay.
No problem.
That way I can let him know that that's the option if you
want. Yeah, I'll go with the buy rates and max sale. Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
and
if you
that
send
way,
me that.
Sure, I'll send that
just,
right now.
Okay, and then just, if I, because I don't have this new approval, but I can just use the old one that we have for them, because it's reapproved?
Yeah, it's the same, I believe it's the same numbers. It came out with the, I mean, so it's $250,000 on 6, 7, and 9 month terms. I'll just put that in there.
Cool. Yeah, all right, and then if we sell platinum pricing, it automatically has an OFI, right?
No, we can still get that waived.
Okay, so no OFI. And then there's options like at 7, 5, and 3 points, right?
It would, so 6, 7, and 9 months are all they're approved for, and they're all at five points.
Okay.
Five point max.
Okay. All right. Well, I will, once I get that from you, I'll give him a call and let him know kind of what's going on and see what he says.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, then we'll just, I mean, you know, I just figured we might as well just take a stab at it, so.
Yeah, normally I agree with you. It's just, and I wouldn't, I would just be like, yeah, go for it, but it's just this one particular wrap and
I get it. No,
area.
I get it. Totally understand where you're coming from.
Cool.
But yeah, I guess just explain, I really don't feel like they're going to, you know, renew again after the year, so we might as well try. So that's just where I'm coming from. But yeah, I'll send it over and just keep you posted, and we'll just take it one step at a time. If it doesn't go, it doesn't go.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Anthony.
All right, no problem, Saray. Oh, and also, I forgot, you had sent me an email yesterday that I forgot to respond to.
I did.
You were asking me about some customers that may have paid off early.
Oh, yeah. For, I don't know, like Ohio
Ohio Valley, Northwest Grand and Ohio Valley. So let me pull this up.
I'm pretty sure Ohio paid off because he responded to one of my emails and was like, I paid this off months ago. But I'm just wondering if they both paid off, like if we can tell if it was a competitor or not. I don't know.
Let's see. Okay, I have Northwest Granite here. Oh, that was the line of credit. This was the last time that I remember this guy. Okay.
I think we had a hard time, like, with this guy trying to get anything up. Like,
yeah, we ended up just selling the line of credit there because he was not having it with the term loan.
Did he pay off his working capital loan?
His term loan is 100% paid off. That was on September 8th was the last payment. I do not see that it was a competitor
payoff
that paid it off.
It was just termed.
Yeah, I don't. Let me see one more.
Sure. Take your time.
Yeah, I don't see that it was a competitor that paid it off. And for Ohio Valley, let's see.
Okay, well, I guess that makes sense because I think I'm looking to see that they funded in September 2015, so it was probably just, it's probably just a year and it termed. Okay, cool.
For Ohio?
No, for Northwest.
Yeah, Northwest, I didn't, so okay, I don't think they paid it. I don't see, Ohio Valley Electric, oh no, this is different.
Ohio Valley Surface or something. Let me see, Ohio. They had a 24-month term. So, Ohio Valley Solid Surface LLC, it's called. Funded in January of 2016.
And it's paid off now?
Well, it funded end of January 2016 for a 24-month term, $240,000. But we sent the merchant like a automatic renewals email, like, hey, you're 40% paid in. And he's like, I paid this off months ago. And then I went to the portal and couldn't find it. So I was just trying to figure out, I mean, that amount.
He did. Yeah, he paid it off in August. It was said, all that we have here is that he had the funds to pay it off. So he just paid it off.
Okay.
From what we see, yeah.
But it's not a competitor payoff.
Not that from the information that we got.
So. Okay. All right, cool. All right, well, I'll let the rep know on that one. He's different rep wanting to know. Cool. All right, thank you.
Sounds good. Okay, sorry, I'll send that email over right now for the other
one,
okay?
Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you, bye-bye. Yep, bye-bye.